A number of people are commenting that the coronavirus crisis is forcing Johnson into taking socialist measures. While this reaction is understandable, it is not correct. The crisis is forcing Johnson to abandon element of neoliberal capitalism in favor of state intervention in the capitalist economy to overcome the problem that free market forces alone are wholly inadequate for solving the problems created by the crisis. Johnson is still appealing for private industry to make ventilators. He initially called for pubs and restaurants to close, rather than enforcing such measures by law, in order to protect the insurance companies from the claims that would result from compulsory measures. The funding made available today for wages, to pay laid off or self-isolating workers, while welcome, is nonetheless a taxpayer subsidy to the insurance companies. Socialism would requisition private hospital beds, and bring the private hospitals into the NHS, not pay £300 per night per bed. Socialism would nationalize the banks, insurance companies and major industries, abolish the profit motive, and plan production to meet human need, not private profit. Socialism would not leave democracy at the factory gate slash office door, or limit it to a 5-yearly ballot, but extend to all areas of society, allowing ordinary people to use their talents, training, education and experience to control the politicians, the economy, industry and public administration for the general good. The current crisis won't be resolved by Johnson's Tories. It will be resolved by ordinary working people, from all walks of working life, getting together and doing the right things. Roger Bannister, Liverpool.